The Way We Were. The East Village glows with slush in early February. It's Monday, and the week seems endless at the Second Avenue laundromat, where a girl with cropped green hair and silver nose ring sits reading Portrait of a Lady, while two waiters from the Indian restaurant across the street wash and fold a pile of burgundy tablecloths. A trace of cardamom and cumin cuts into the warm, soapy smell of love, which hangs over all in this place, even the gym queen who pouts while his boyfriend sorts their Calvins. When the radio turns to all news, the Latina laundress stops making change to reach for the dial, and a sad, clear voice fills the room, which seems to sigh as the present slips away. The girl with green hair stops reading to stare at the dryer, thinking of the farm in Wisconsin where her mother hangs their sheets out to dry in the wind. The waiters stop folding to smile at one another, as if to croon like Shiva divas, while the pouty boy rises to tickle his boyfriend, who's lip-syncing, eyes closed, remembering their first kiss. And me, with my voice, projecting nostalgia onto strangers, willing the present back to a memory of wanting to be held by my father, my desire unnamed, before boys, before I glimpse the way I would be. What can heal the churning shame of childhood? Only the future forgives, the image of yourself beyond the present, which allows you to smile at strangers listening to Barbara, whose voice carries me into the winter night, whole and alone and humming.